This is the Clay Tablet podcast. It's something. I mean, what even is today? The 15th of September, Friday. Doing NFL picks week two. We had Minnesota and Philly. I had Minnesota plus 7.5. That's a winner. That's a starting off strong. And I think I had Philly just in my eliminator challenge thing that I do. So I double dipped on Thursday. Just sweated that out. You know, to me, there's a few value plays this week. There's some stuff I like. You know, I mean, you just jump right into it. Like Indy Houston, Indy plus 1.5. I like Indy. On the road. I mean, I just don't know what else to say. Houston did not look good. Indy, to me, looked pretty decent. Against. Oh, I can't even think who they played last week. Well, I can go look. It's not like I don't have it written down. Oh, well, they played Jacksonville. See, to me, they played Jacksonville pretty good. And I mean, to me, Jacksonville, like, I got them plus 3.5 against Kansas City at home. So I'm taking that bet. So, you know, logically, you got to take Indy against Houston because Houston looked like just trash against the Ravens. I mean, that's just like full stop, just period, end of story. You know, and really, like, at this point, I mean, it's just, you just see, you're just trying to get a feel for who is putting something together. Because I think, like, that's one of the things I've started to notice about pro, you know, like, the biggest spread, there's only one, and that's Las Vegas plus 10.5. on the road at Buffalo. And then you got a couple 7-pointers. Minnesota plus 7. And Rams plus 7. And everything else is, I mean, 1.5, 2.5. You know, just in whatever direction you think you want to go. And so, you know, really, like, almost at some point, I mean, you're just trying to figure out, like, who's going to win this week. You know, it's like, I like Tampa Bay against Chicago. I don't feel good about that bet. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, that just kind of gets me. That gets my pricklies up. It's just, man, 2.5, that's just, oh, my gosh. Because Chicago did not look that good. Like, Atlanta plus 1.5. Green Bay, I mean, are these things holding true? Like, what in the world? Let me have a quick look at some of this stuff. You know, apps, they're always wanting to send you, like, notifications. You know? Let me send you some notifications. I just want to say, I don't ever, like, I'll let you know if I want a notification. I'll let you know. Also, see, it's Falcons. Minus 1.5 now. That's not what it was. See, I got it bet at 1.5, plus 1.5 Atlanta. So, see, that's come. People have. Chargers, Titans. Did that hang tight? Did I just miss writing that down? I guess I did. LAC, Tennessee. Because I don't see it, and I don't remember writing that down. You know, LAC, Tennessee. You got Tennessee at home, plus 2.5. Well, I mean, just right there, I'm just like, just give me the plus 2.5. Yeah, just give me the plus 2.5, Rooney. Seattle plus 5.5, Detroit minus 5.5. I just don't trust Detroit. They got extra days off. They looked good. Seattle looked terrible. I mean, are they going to be able to put Seattle away? See, like, I'm taking Las Vegas plus 10.5. I'm taking Vegas 10.5. Baltimore plus 3.5. It's really easier just to go through. And I should be taking Chicago. I got the Giants. I need to check this Dallas. What's this new Dallas deal? The spread. Now that Rodgers is hurt. Minus 9.5. Oh my God, bro. Give me the Jet. Because it was 2.5. No, give me the Jets. New York Jets. Plus 9.5. Yep. Dallas was riding high last week. God, Dallas' defense is fucking good. I just don't know what else to do, though. Well, I got Miami, New Orleans, Cleveland. Those are all favorites. Road favorites. Oh, my God. What am I thinking? I got to bet those because I just can't bet New England. I can't bet Carolina. I can't bet Pittsburgh. I don't believe in any of their quarterbacks. I just don't. I don't care if these other teams are on the road. You know, Arizona, I wouldn't even bet that. I'd bet Miami and Cleveland. Carolina, New Orleans, divisional game. I mean, like, I don't want to mess with that. This Jets thing. Well, that's another one that's a big point spread. Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. This feels kind of like a quick pod, but I mean, like, I'm not going to sit here and discuss, like, in depth, like, every single little game and every little, like, nuance about why I feel a certain way. Well, now, what is that? Oh. I mean, it's like, this is all I got to say about LA Chargers, Tennessee. Tennessee plus 2.5. Tennessee's at home. I want the points. I don't trust the Chargers. To just put them away. I don't. They're both 0-1. I think. And they're both going to need the win. So you might as well take the points. I just don't know what to say. I mean. You know, because it's like, who do you trust? I don't trust Green Bay. They're supposed to beat. Some favorite on the road? Well, it's flip-flop, but I got Atlanta. I'm taking that one because I would have bet that early in the week. You know, like this Dallas thing, I didn't have bet in my mind. I was like, we got to see what Rodgers looks like, and then the injury happened. You know, I mean, have some big discussion about the injury. I mean, it's like they're the Jets. They're cursed. It was Jets, 9-11, Rodgers, bunch of hype, New York City. New York City is Sodom and Gomorrah right now. New York City is cursed. The Jets franchise is cursed. And you did cursed business. And that's what ended up happening to you. And I feel bad for Rodgers, but, you know, y'all got this migrant situation. And you hate the South, and you think everybody's stupid. And so it's hard for people to have sympathy for you. But I'm not going to say a whole bunch of stuff about it. Las Vegas, Buffalo. I mean, I'm just taking a big point spread. Because Buffalo, they had to exert themselves. They played a little sloppy. They're coming home. That's one of the only things I really don't like that. But, what if Vegas, what if they're a popper? A spread popper? What if they're not as bad as everybody thinks they are? What if Garoppolo plays right? They got weapons. They try to do something. They're put together. What if McDaniels isn't a complete dumbass? Just give me the plus 10.5. It's a huge spread. I'm teetering on Seattle-Detroit. I've got Seattle written down here, plus 5.5. I'm changing it. I'm going to write change on Friday. 9-15-23. Detroit, minus 5.5. I hope I don't regret it. I got Indy. I'm standing by that. I would have bet that early in the week, so I get to keep that point spread. Chicago, Tampa. That's just stupid. Baltimore plus 3.5. Has that held? Has that held? Let me see. Oh, that Detroit line's been bet down to 4.5. Okay, well. Alright. Tampa's held. Oh, it's only 8.5 Raiders now. Well, I was on that, though. I was on that. I wasn't in love with it, but I was on it. I got the Jags. Yeah, Ravens plus 3.5. I'm taking it. Commanders, Denver. I think everything else looks pretty much like it's held. Oh, they had 6.5. That 6.5 still even cashed. You can't go in with the 6 on that Vikings Philly. Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, that's pretty much my pick. I'm going to have to flip the coin because I don't know, like, what other game I could play because I don't have a coin I can't flip out here. I'll have to write that in and let you know later what the coin says about the business, you know? San Francisco ran the Rams. See, you think LA Rams plus 7.5. I'm taking it. Jets Dallas plus 9.5. I'm taking it. Washington plus 3.5. Denver. I'm taking it. You know, after Sean Payton was talking all that shit and everything, it's like, well, why don't you start stacking up the wins there, Cowboy? Why don't you start stacking up the wins, Cowboy? New Orleans, Carolina. I don't know what to think about that game. I mean, just take points. Like, when I don't know what to think about a game, I just say, just take the points. Just take the points. Cleveland minus 1.5. That's not enough. Pittsburgh is. I'm calling Kenny Pickett out. I don't believe in it. I don't believe in it. I didn't believe in Trey Lance. I don't believe in him. Who else do I not believe in? Who's out there? You know, it's like, I don't know what to think about Anthony Richards or CJ Stroud or Bryce Young. I don't know. These other two. Don't believe in you. Pickett. I was never a big Pickett believer, though. I don't know why they did that. It's like, just take somebody. You know, and bottom out. Because, you know, there might be three quarterbacks. Because if What's-His-Face comes out, USC, North Carolina, and Texas quarterback this year, there might be some quarterback play available. You know, Michael Penix Jr., I don't know if he's on that level. I don't know if he's on that NFL level. I wouldn't take him. You know, and then late round picks like this UTSA, this UT San Antonio quarterback. I don't know what to think about Hartman, this Notre Dame guy. I mean, he looks like he's pretty good. I mean, he might be, you know, a decent. I mean, is he second round? Like, what? I wonder how they're going to be feeling about him. People be pulling the trigger on that in the first round, late first round, mid round, mid first round. Shh. Pull it, pull the trigger. I can see that. I'm out here on the water, and of course, we got some fucking bird squawking. You know, that's nature, baby. Sometimes nature's just nature. I need a 410 I can just pop off and just scare the wildlife. That's a fucking blue jay. He says it's fucking, you need to talk baseball. I said, I ain't talking Canadian fucking baseball. A Canadian Toronto bullshit. You can go fuck off across the border. Although I do like Blue Jays. Okay, let's see what else is there to talk about. I mean, that's the rundown. When you're talking pro, baby. I don't. Over-unders in pro. I feel like I got a little bit better bearing maybe in college. Like, it's like, you know, like you might see something pro. Shit. I know I'm not going to flip. I'm not going to flip the coin on the live and tell you. Because I don't know what other, like, chance I could do. Like a chance thing. Like a 50-50 deal. There's just nothing. I can't do nothing. I have to flip it. Well, I could pause it and flip it later and talk about it. I should have done it before I came down here and then I'd know. Maybe I'll start doing that. I'll just flip beforehand and write it in and then talk about the coin. The differences between me and the coin. I don't know who it's going to be this week. I'm just going to reach into the bag, and if I haven't played them in a couple weeks, I'm going to keep that coin. I got a bunch of coins in the corner of my backpack. All my shit in it. I'll just reach right in there. I got Sacagawea. I got a bunch of squirrely ass presidents. I don't know what they're up to. I'm not sold on that Rams pick with San Francisco. But you know, you gotta keep it. You just gotta hold that line. You gotta hold that line. You gotta hold that line, by God. Like me switching Detroit, gosh, it's painful. I feel like I'm just giving money away. Nah, I feel pretty good about these picks, though. Better than I did last week. All right, well, that's the 15th September, 2023, Clay Tabbitt Podcast, NFL Picks. As always. I mean, not only go fuck yourself, I mean, take yourself, like, treat yourself with some sort of, you know, like, letting you know who you really are, your shortcomings, your, you know, like where you just overall lack in any capacity, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, just all that, just go fuck yourself. Think about it deep. I mean, really put some effort into it. Don't just write that off like a sign off message that's just, you know, just quipped out there and given out like it's a nothing. Like, I really want you to go fuck off this week. You know, summer broke, spring's trying to set in, and I mean, go eat shit. Just go away. You know, turn this off. Don't unsubscribe. Unlike, dislike, unsubscribe. Leave a dirty comment. I wish YouTube would let you leave a death threat. Because I'd enjoy those. But, you know, you'll get in trouble and they won't let you. I mean, but if they did, I might have to set something up. Because I want some death threats. That's when you know you're where you need to be. When you start receiving, like, death threats. I want particulars. I want threats against my person, my property, my family. I mean, and just really, just dig in there. You know? And I'm going to need effort out of you. I don't want none of this, like, mamsy-pamsy, like, whimsical bullshit. I mean, I want you to really, like, I want, like, an outline of the death threat. You know, so that when you get started in on it, I mean, you really know where you're going with it. Clay Tablet Podcast.